So who is thrilled that the baseball season has arrived? Did you catch the game on opening day? Planning on attending a game at Miller Park sometime soon? Maybe many of them? We're going to celebrate the baseball season this hour with a guest after 6:30 who will share with us some of the 100 things every Brewers fan should know. But in this first half of the show, we are going to talk about what every tailgating fan should know. With the grilling buddies Mad Dog and Merrill. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 5th. Mad Dog and Merrill will share some tips and tricks and recipes to make your next tailgate party a hit, and we will welcome your questions and the tailgate foods that you think are a home run at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mark Mathewson and Gary Merrill, better known as Mad Dog and Merrill, are the hosts of the TV cooking show Midwest Grillin' and the authors of several cookbooks, including Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' Cookbook and Forever Tailgating. And they are also working on their new season of Midwest Grillin'. The season debuts the last weekend of the month, and the show will last all year long. And Mad Dog and Merrill join us by phone. Mad Dog, good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm good. And Merrill, are you there, too?
I am there. I'm ready to go.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, I know you guys grill all year long, but you still have to be excited that the weather is finally warming up at least a little bit so we can grill outside without freezing.
Well, you know, we actually did tape our first show last week, and the backdrop was like a 7 foot, 8 foot snowman.
That's hilarious. So, your show is are you focusing on tailgating?
Yeah, we will focus on tailgating. We focus completely on everything dealing with outdoor grilling, but we've got a lot of great tailgate recipes that we're going to be showing this year. Something completely a little bit different. You know, we always do something different when we're doing our grilling show, but we're looking forward for the season because we're doing a lot of different things, a lot of fun things that people can do at home or when they're tailgating out at the park.
Yeah, it's. I was looking at a story on opening day. The tailgaters were out there full force, and some guy brought a special baseball brisket, something that he spent hours and hours getting ready. You can be really elaborate tailgating, can't you?
Well, you can. I mean, that's one thing that you are really seeing in Wisconsin is that people are really getting more into barbecuing, which mainly you see more of down south. But, you know, if you're doing a brisket, you're really looking at smoking that or for at least figure an hour a pound. So you've got an 8-pound brisket that's going to be at least 8 hours. Some people even smoke that at 2 hours a pound. So, yeah, you're seeing more and more people getting more elaborate and tailgating. You know, they're trying to outdo the person next door to them, too.
Yeah, somebody brought Baja citrus shrimp. I mean, it's not the kind of tailgating I remember. I remember it was brats. Is that? But that's still popular.
What happened is, you know, we've been doing it 33 years. And one of the things I was just thinking about is years ago we had like a bratwurst. Now you have different flavored brats for each and every home game. You know, from wild mushroom, wild rice and mushroom, bacon and cheddar, onion, pepper. I mean, they do so many different flavored, pre-smoked, smoked, pre-cooked. I mean, there's so many different flavors of bratwurst. Now there's bratwurst patties. So it's amazing how things have changed over the course of the years.
Well, the Brewers open up a series at home tonight with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So help us plan a tailgate menu. What do you suggest, Merrill? What would be a good thing to try tonight?
Well, you know, I'm going to do something really a little bit different. And to be quite honest, we're getting ready to do a television show on Fox 11 in Green Bay. And I want to do some Buffalo burgers.
Oh, wow.
And you're seeing a lot of more people there. Again, when Mad Dog had mentioned the alternative, you know, it used to be burgers. Now you got your turkey burgers, your chicken burgers. But I'm going to do buffalo burgers and mix that with a little bit of either a spicy, we've got a spicy barbecue sauce, but you could mix it with a little hot sauce. And believe it or not, a little blue cheese dressing. Mix it up with on the burgers. And patty them and grill them about a nice medium heat, 5 to 6 minutes on each side.
Well, so why buffalo? Do you like buffalo?
Well, you know, it's a lot more healthier for you, for one thing, on there. It's a lot low in fat. And to be honest with you, it's completely just something different. I mean, there, now we're taking that right up to the next level. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, we're not going to do hamburgers. We're going to do buffalo burgers. Mm. But a neat thing that you're also seeing is the health aspect today now is people are grilling healthier. You're looking at people that are making maybe portobello burgers, you know, or the veggie burgers. So you're seeing a really big change in the whole thing in tailgating. But still, I have to admit, bratwurst is king.
Geez, there goes my bacon wrapped hot dog. But you know what I was going to say? I want to say right before we change the subject again is the team colors, and that's exactly right. When Merrill said blue cheese, Brewer Blue, you put blue cheese on top, and you got the Brewer Blue for a great victory.
Well, what are we going to have with that buffalo burger with the blue cheese dressing? Can you give me a vegetable?
Jalapeno poppers, hon.
All right. How do you do that?
Jalapeno poppers are delicious. You slice the side, one of the sides lengthwise off the jalapeno. You hollow out the seeds. And the easiest way is to take a couple blocks of cream cheese, plop it in a bowl, dice up some onions, some herbs, some garlic, and mash it together. Pack it inside those jalapenos, and as the burgers are cooking, you put the poppers in a ring around them and position them so you can fit them all on the grill, and you cook them for about 5 to 7 minutes, and when the weather's a little bit cooler, like it will be, these poppers will warm you up.
That sounds good. We already have...
Yeah,
we have Zachary on Facebook who suggests for a great post-game snack, load up some ribs with your favorite barbecue sauce, put them in your Smoky Joe before you head to the stadium. 3 hours later, Shazam.
Very good idea. You know, a lot of people could do a lot of prep time before they even go to the stadium, whether if they're even going to be doing chicken breasts or something that needs to be marinated. You could have everything set completely in the bags. But smoked products like smoked ribs, you've got them already smoked. All what you're doing is heating them up. You're set, raring to go.
And you know, you guys were the guest hosts or chefs of a picnic that we had with Larry Mueller some years ago for a Wisconsin Public Radio event. And I will never forget my favorite thing from that picnic. it was just so delicious. It was vegetables, grilled vegetables. And I never, but tell us how you made those.
You know, any vegetable can be put directly on the grates of the grill, and people love this tendency to wrap them up in aluminum foil. So we take things like whole carrots, zucchini wedges, Brussels sprouts, potato wedges. We marinate them in a little bit of Italian marination for a couple hours, and they just brown up beautifully right on the grates of the grill. And we have a little saying, if you boil it, you spoil it. If you grill it, you put thrill into it. Fresh grilled vegetables. The grilled beets we did that day, truthfully, were canned beets. But the whole little canned beets, you open them up, you pour the juices out, you toss them on the grill, and just toast them up a little bit. They make either great little hors d'oeuvres or a nice little side vegetable to serve with your meal.
It was so, so good. And I thought of you guys the other day. Actually, it was Easter. I've told you before about my brother-in-law, Bob, the grill master.
Right.
And he was out there grilling away on Easter Sunday. And he made grilled salmon, which is one of his specialties.
Oh.
And it was always good. But the other thing that he made is my favorite springtime vegetable, favorite vegetable on the grill ever, asparagus. And I thought of you guys because you had a special name for asparagus one time, and it cracked me up. Do you remember what that is?
You're talking about the asparagus?
Yeah, that's it. Anyway.
Nothing like asparagus on the grill.
Bill wants to know, Bill Martin's my producer, wants to know about a grilled whole onion. Do you do that?
Absolutely. You know, you can take the whole onion, just toss it right on the grates of the grill with the peeling on and all. And it takes, you know, depending on the size of the onion, but it has a pretty good sugar content, so they actually cook relatively fast. But just blister them up very well, medium direct heat until they're nice and soft. Keep feeling them until they're really soft. And literally, you can slice off one of the ends and pop it right out of the shell, and it becomes the most beautiful Vidalia onion, no matter how harsh white onion it might have been. It sweetens right up.
We are talking with Mad Dog and Merrill about tailgating during this, the opening opening week of the baseball season. Lots of people tailgating or getting started tailgating anyway. And we wonder if you have a favorite thing about tailgating or a favorite dish you make while tailgating. Share it with us. Or maybe you have a question, a grilling question for Mad Dog and Merrill. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us. Checking the weather forecast for today, sunny and cool, a high today near 40 degrees. Tomorrow, rainy and or snowy. Oh boy, highs will be in the 30s and 40s tomorrow. On Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and possibly again snow, with highs in the 40s on Sunday. Coming up after 6:30, we will talk with a sports writer. He covers the Brewers, and he is the author of a new book about the Brewers, 100 Things Brewers Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And we'll share some of those coming up after 6:30. Right now, we're talking about tailgating before a Brewers game. And we're welcoming your questions and your suggestions for Mad Dog and Merrill. Better often called the Grillin' Buddies. They are the hosts of the TV cooking show Midwest Grillin'. They are the author of several cookbooks, including Mad Dog and Merrill Midwest Grillin' Cookbook. A new season of their show, Midwest Grillin', is in the works and will debut the last weekend of this month. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to join in. John in Richland Center is with us. Hi, John.
Hi. I want to share a secret with you guys. It's called smoking chicken.
Yeah.
Sure.
First, you have to brine it and... You know, it's like half a cup of salt and like 3 gallons of water. Let it soak all day long. And then you stick it with real pointy, sharp knife just to prick the meat, you know, so the salt gets in there. And then when it comes to cooking it, you have to cook it for about 160 degrees Fahrenheit all day long with hickory wood.
Yeah, and that's good, huh, John?
It lasts for months.
Hey, I want to, you know, and you're in Richland Center, correct?
Yep.
You know what you want to do then is you want to take the cavity of that chicken and you want to pop in a couple of tabs of great butter from the Elkham Creamery. The Elkham Creamery down there, you got the best butter in the world. It's they take it right out of the churn and they wrap it in butcher paper, like the old-fashioned way, and you got that butcher-wrapped bacon, butcher-wrapped butter. It's just absolutely delicious. Elkham Creamery. Wonderful stuff.
Yep.
All right, John. Thank you very much. Now, that smoking, that takes a long time, though. Do you guys do that, smoking?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's something that...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure who was saying
it.
The... smoking.
We've been arguing for 33 years. Let's not stop now.
All right. So, Merrill, what were you going to say about smoking?
I mean, basically for smoking, I mean, that's a big thing here in Wisconsin that you are seeing a lot of people doing. He's doing that chicken, what they call a cool smoke, which is anywhere from like 160 to 185 degrees. But it's a long, long process. It's the same thing of doing briskets. It takes quite a while, but it's definitely worth the wait. That's for sure.
And Mad Dog, what were you going to say?
You know what I was going to say? Brining, I was going to go the opposite way. For tailgating, brining is a fantastic way to do it, and it's absolutely true. It's kosher salts that open up the pores of the meat, some sort of moisture, and you can still add brown sugar, maple syrup, or honey, garlic, onion, and herbs in that brine, and you can take beautiful chicken breast or tuna steaks or Merrill's buffalo that he was talking about, buffalo steaks, and brine for 12 hours. Before the game, bring them to the game in Ziploc baggies or pat them dry and oil them first. And it just adds so much more moisture to cuts of meat. And cuts of meat are so much leaner nowadays that brining is a great way to do it.
Do people still put the can of beer in the butt of the chicken and make a beer chicken or whatever it's called?
Beer butt chicken is still a biggie. People still definitely love that. And what's really nice now is there's so many different types of holders that you could get, so you're not, so the chicken doesn't get tipsy on you while you're grilling. Beer butt chicken is still a big thing.
All right, so do you guys prefer to grill with charcoal or gas, or does it depend on what you're cooking?
There goes that argument again.
There you go.
You know,
Mad Dog's always had gas.
I've always had gas, and when I go to the tailgate at the Brewers, I always bring my little portable gas grill along because it is safer to fire up and cool down faster. Merrill would bring his rickety old charcoal grill and sit back and relax.
How does Miller Park compare with Lambeau Field for tailgating?
Well, you know what? You're looking at obviously two different sports there, but I think it's mainly from on the season. But they can compare a lot. I think you see more of the real baseball diehards. That it seems to me that they do a lot more tailgating. Don't get me wrong; they do plenty of tailgating at Lambeau Field, but I think you still see the same amount of excitement and everything. I would say it's about the same. At least that's my opinion.
All right.
The weather's nicer at the Brewer Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. At least they have the roof. And good thing they do. Did you hear that forecast?
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Beautiful grilling weather.
Yeah, you like that. You don't mind it. But you know what? When you see the Brewers racing sausages, do your mouths water?
I think of Polish, and I think of Italian, and I think of the regular bratwurst and the big old-fashioned German wieners, and you're absolutely right, and all those smoked sausages can be brought to the game, and we do one with summer sausage, by the way, Joy. It's just fantastic. Summer sausage that you normally serve cold with cheese and crackers.
Okay.
We'll bring that to the game. I'll actually take the summer sausage, and I'll split it in half lengthwise. And you just bring it to the game, and you brown it up directly on the grates of the grill like a big old Frankfurter. And then you turn that paddle sides up, slobber a thick barbecue sauce and bacon bits on there, and slice it off as little hors d'oeuvres, and it comes out fantastic. It's a great tailgate specialty.
We're talking with Mad Dog and Merrill, but just for another 5 minutes or so, we're going to check news, and then we're going to be talking about Brewers fans and lots of things that we need to know. But if you have a question for Mad Dog and Merrill about grilling or tailgating, or want to share a favorite tailgating item, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And how about, we were just talking a little bit about hot dogs. I mean, that's what I think about when I think about going to the ballpark. Is there a way to really elevate the ballpark frank into something extra special, Mad Dog or Merrill?
You know what I do with the ballpark franks or with the hot dogs is, while you at home for prep, you split them lengthwise about 3/4 of the way through, and then you take some good old fashioned sauerkraut, drain it, and you pack it inside that little crevice.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And then you wrap it with bacon, secure it at both ends with toothpicks, and put those in an aluminum pan, put them in your cooler, bring them to the game, fire up your grill, and you just slow cook those for about a half hour with the bacon. You can use, it comes out just delicious. The sauerkraut, the bacon, the hot dogs all cook at the same time, and it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but by golly, it's good.
I see here, I have some recipes that Bill put together for me that you guys have probably on your website or maybe from your book. But anyway, the one of them was a recipe for a beer brat brine.
Well, you got to do the typical beer brat brine, which is very simple to do. It's the old Wisconsin brine, but you're basically just browning up your bratwurst and put them in a bath, which consists of a couple cans of beer, some sauerkraut, a good stick of butter, some diced up onions, some diced up peppers. If you want to spice it up a little bit, maybe put a couple jalapeno peppers in there, and let your brat simmer for at least 30 minutes. But, boy, that's the way to go to me. You're talking bratwurst.
Let's go to Frank in Port Edwards. Hi, Frank.
Hi, guys. This is something probably you'll laugh at, but it sat on the shelf for I don't know how many years, and what it is a Farber electric grill. Well, I started using that last year, And let me tell you, I use it 4 or 5 days out of the week to cook my dinner, to cook my meat. The crisp, and it has a rotisserie I added to it. The Thanksgiving turkey, the Christmas goose, and a boneless lamb, leg of lamb, this last Easter, all were done on that rotisserie, and let me tell you, it was mighty good.
Have you, used that?
You know, we have not, but it's a, there's so many different ways you can do outdoor cooking, and that's just one of them. The electric grills come a long ways. It's an awfully long extension cord to the Brewer Stadium, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's not going to. Well, in our last couple of minutes, we heard that I think it was Merrill who said he's going to make the buffalo burgers. Mad Dog, what are you going to make?
You know, thank you. I'm actually taking pre-cooked pizza crust, and I'm doing a Midwest pizza with we have a product called Del Works. Which is actually, it's a great tailgate item, by the way. It's a condiment alternative with ketchup, sauerkraut, onion, a little horseradish mixture, and it's called Del Works. So I'm going to take that pizza crust. I'm going to put Del Works on it. I'm browning up some bratwurst. I'm going to slice those up, and I'm making pretty much a drained sauerkraut, bratwurst, onion, pepper, and grated cheddar cheese pizzas.
Oh, my gosh. So and you just plop that on the grill?
Oh God, the pizzas are delicious on the grill, and these are a great little homemade pizza crust from the Appleton area called I can't remember, Golden Home or something like that, pizza crust. But they're whole wheat ones, so I want to be a little healthier.
All right.
The brats and the sauerkraut and the cheese on top with the peppers and the onion for pizzas is phenomenal.
We have just a minute. What are we going to see on your first episode of Midwest Grillin' later this month?
Yeah, we did pork. We did Wisconsin pork, right, Merrill?
Yes, we did, sir. It was great.
Yeah.
We did a little pork. We did some rubs.
Yep, and we showed how to do beautiful ribs. The easiest way to do ribs, and I'm not going to give it away, but Merrill showed how to cook them. I showed how to sear them. And then we showed how to wrap them up in foil and place them on the grill for about an hour. And then we took them off and we basted them with a barbecue sauce or a teriyaki sauce. But that's one of the first steps. And this next one gets taped this coming Wednesday. It'll air Memorial Day, and it's going to be on grass-fed beef, on black Angus and bison. So it's going to be a good show.
We will watch for it. Thank you so much. Mark Mathewson and Gary Merrill, better known as Mad Dog and Merrill. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.